Welcome to the Telly Awards podcast. I'm Amanda Needham, and this season, we're going beyond the frame to host a series of micro conversations with industry experts reframing the video and television industry on a macro level.
In this episode, we discuss social impact film distribution, sales, and campaigns with Sarah Moises, founder of Together Films, international leaders in the social impact entertainment space. We discuss what impact is and how to measure it, the differences between a commercial marketing campaign and an impact campaign, and how to create commercial success with an impact story.
Sarah, we are very excited to have you on the podcast today because you sort of stand at like the forefront of all things social impact in film, distribution, marketing, and you really like connect the dots between impact on the ground and on a strategy level. And I just like would love to dig into all of that with you today.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for having me. And yeah, happy to dig into where the impact landscape sits today and how we can balance the sort of like purpose and profit of these projects collectively.
And just tell us a little bit about who you are, how you got to this work, and what Together Films does.
So yeah, so I started my career at Doc Society, which is a film fund based out of the UK, one of the sort of preeminent feature and now short film funders. And there was a specialism within the department around social impact content. And when I entered the workforce, I sort of entered into this lens of what is social impact in like day one. It was a really great sort of like initiation into this field. So when I set up Together nearly a decade ago, which seems crazy, I started off just consulting one-on-one on different projects, advising people on their distribution strategies, on their fundraising strategies. And we've now expanded into a full-blown agency across the UK and US. We have team members in London, across the United Kingdom, and also in America. And we do everything from consultation, kind of campaign management. And most recently, we expanded into international sales. So we now also sell projects internationally to broadcast buyers, streamers, platforms, distributors, really trying to bridge this connection between the detail of impact strategy and impact performance alongside the commercial and some traditional rollout of a film. And actually having a holistic approach with each of our projects can yield much stronger results for our filmmakers and for the field where that issue sits.
I think a lot of people from a traditional campaign or commercial background don't really know what an impact producer or campaign or even strategy is. What is an impact campaign? What differentiates it from a traditional marketing campaign? And why does it matter to have one?
So an impact campaign is the ability to hit certain objectives for a title that are aiming to amplify or improve a social issue of the time. So this may be something around refugee rights, it may be about women's rights, maybe about the environmental climate crisis. And the specific objective is not just about returning revenue to the base of your sort of corporate kind of entity. There's a number of examples where you can have an amazing film that is about a particular issue and the marketing campaign is wonderful and it fills the theaters with people. And the only mission is, are we getting enough eyeballs and are we making any revenue from those sales? The question of impact is, are we getting the right eyeballs and what are those people doing once they've seen the film? So some impact campaigns could be squarely focused on like a policy ask. And actually a single screening at the White House or on the Hill could be like the thing that happens that means the most impact is taking place. And maybe 15 people watch the film in that moment. So it's strategic audience engagement with the right audience segmentation to achieve a desired outcome, which is not just making revenue and just getting eyeballs. It's the right eyeballs for the right message to achieve social impact in micro ways or macro ways, depending on the film itself.
It sounds like you have an ethical framework through which you're looking at the social impact content. That is not always the case. Can you elucidate a little bit more the rubric you go through to determine what is a true sort of social impact film that would pass your muster?
We have this just like we have a weekly acquisitions meeting with my acquisitions team. And these are the questions we're asking ourselves in each of those meetings. So if it's a scripted project, like who is that scriptwriter? Kind of what is their background? Where have they come to this issue from? What kind of due diligence on research did they do? Did they meet with people in this field to get that kind of really good background before they even put pen to paper? What was that kind of prior reading? Because when you think about a documentary project, you go through the R&D phase, you go through the research phase. I want to know that a scripted project did that same due diligence before they actually scripted is really important. We're always looking at who's the director, who's going to be the central voice kind of in that project. What is their background? What is their relation to this field? Are they the right kind of person to display that story? And there are many incredible examples of people coming into a location, into a space, learning about that space from the outside and presenting an incredible story from there. So it doesn't always have to be someone who's internal in that community to tell the best story, but they can present to us the way in which they've embraced that community to make it in a collaborative spirit, which we can understand and they've done it in the kind of right way. Who are the financiers is a really important question to us. Who has actually bankrolled this production? What are their expectations? What are they hoping to see? And what is the sort of interest that they have in that flow? So a number of the documentaries that we work with foundation funders, philanthropists, many of them that we know of on repeat basis. In the scripted space, we're meeting with new financial partners and we're kind of really interrogating sort of like, why this film? Why is it they got involved? Where might be the source of their funding to ensure that the right intentions were set from kind of day one. And it's been really nice that when we've interrogated those questions with the people we're speaking with, they've been really happy to be like, oh, no one's ever asked me that before, but sure, I'm happy to talk about it. Like, this was my approach to the scripting process. And yes, I did meet many different survivors of this particular issue and I wanted to talk to them about it. There's an openness and a willingness to kind of talk about that, which has been really refreshing. And I love it every time someone's like, oh, no one's ever asked me that before. I'm like, great, we're asking the right questions then, because we're trying to get that insight from them.
In the nonfiction world, you're seeing this elevated expectation where it almost is like a movie, even in a documentary, and you have scenes and recreations and animations that help illustrate the points. That's happening more and more, and that leans it more towards a scripted piece than an unscripted or a traditional nonfiction doc. So how is that changing, like the way these stories are being told from what you're seeing?
I think it comes back to like, what is the best way of presenting the narrative question that you have? So is it right to be scripted? Is it right to be documentary? So I think in this way where we have, as you say, sort of an elevation of the form in documentary, we have way more theatrical documentaries than we ever have before. When you look at the numbers that qualify for the Oscars each season, the numbers that are in theaters, but we have a much greater sense of a theatrical documentary market now than we ever had a decade ago. And the stylistic qualities of those and the creative direction of those have really been uplifted. And simultaneously, we have access to make now scripted features in a more cost-effective manner through the technology that's available and the way that we can make kind of films more accessible. Is it authentically told? Is it told with empathy? Are the characters believable in what they're saying? Do I understand the sort of importance of this issue? And whether or not that's through a scripted lens or for a documentary lens, as long as it can qualify through those sort of ethical considerations. And I think that there would be a buyer on the market that would take it. That's what we're looking out for.
What does this world look like moving forward in the social impact space when it comes to video-based storytelling?
I think we're definitely like in the current moment we're in, we are inundated is the word in terms of like the amount of crisis happening around the world. I think in a world where we are being inundated with a number of different crises, I think the challenge to the creative community is how do we break through by bringing in creative elements that will really engage with somebody, not just being like, here's another news article about X and here's another talking head about Y. It's like thinking creatively. So I think the challenge that we have is breaking through with content that is both like inspiring, I think is like the outdated word here. It's like it needs to be engaging to a point that someone, it breaks people out of the cycle they're currently in of viewership and that gives them something new to kind of consider. And it's not that you have to be creating like the next greatest like VR technology thing, but just really thinking above and beyond just a talking head, talking about an issue and really take me inside that issue and take me to the character that's going to warm most to me through that narrative. What I really like about the impact space and what I'm seeing more and more every day is this really like collaborative spirit of like really saying, okay, we're all trying to raise awareness of this particular issue. Let's try and work together to make that happen. And I think I say that phrase like every single day in my working life, like let's work together and like really try and kind of collaborate in here. And I think especially in the amount of crisis that we have right now, it's really nice to have those moments where people feel like they really want to collaborate, which I think is really important. And then the other element that I'm really looking at the moment, and one of the reasons we launched the sales agency, is I do feel like the filmmakers who've been doing this very important work should really be compensated fairly for the work they've done. And that we shouldn't be putting out a position of, oh, just because you made a film about an issue, therefore we should give away for free. And we should reduce our license fee. I'm like, no, we should increase our license fee. Like, do you realize how much like personal like load that person took? We should be getting more kind of revenue for them.
If we build the systems and we integrate the values into how we do things, we are also part of getting the message out there. It's like, I'm grateful that you are doing that and that you are leading the way for there to be like a rubric for people to follow. I think it's so important. So thank you for sharing your insight and your process with us. Sarah is a judge in our social impact space. So send in your stuff and she'll look at it and be very impressed, I'm sure. See you guys later.